My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 21st, 2024. Would you state your full name, please?
Herman Leip.
All right. I got to ask you a few questions here. But you go by Herb. How do you get Herb out of Herman?
Okay. When I was in high school, I didn't like the word Herman for my name, so I just started signing my name Herb. Doesn't it? Yeah.
But when the teacher called on you, did she call you Herb or Herman?
She usually called Herman, but I would answer to either one, but my friends and through the years have called me Herb.
So what about a middle name?
I have no middle name.
No middle name?
No. And when I was in the Navy, they put Herman, Nunn in brackets, Leip.
All right, so we'll call you Herman Nunn Leip.
That would be okay.
We're recording this interview here in the facilities of Voices of Oklahoma in Tulsa. So your birth date?
February the 10th, 1924.
So your present age is?
100. A little over 100 now.
I can't imagine you ever thought you'd be saying that you're 100 years old, would you? Did you?
No, sir. I never dreamed. And sometimes, John, I would say, why me? You know, but no, I didn't dream I'd just be 100.
You know, the fact that you're a male, you're beating the odds, because in general, worldwide, more female centenarians than males. And it's due to three reasons, and we'll probably talk about that as we talk about your life. The biological differences, lifestyle choices, and healthcare access. Women are more likely to adopt healthier lifestyles and seek medical care than the men. Mm-hmm. So you've done the right thing. So then, based on your family, did you have members of your family who've lived a long time?
No, my brother lived to 88, and my dad lived to almost 80. But I think the reason I could reach 100, we have health care. I have excellent doctors and good health care around. So I think probably the medication that you take, I'm on several drugs, you know, and prostate and everything else, you know, and so I think probably health care is one of the main reasons that I'm still here.
In your long life, did you face any major medical challenges?
Not really. I've had kidney stones, and the one that I had so far back is when they ripped you from side to side. They don't do that anymore. They go with very tiny, two or three little holes here. But anyway, no, I've had kidney stones and gallbladder and cholesterol problems. And, you know, my vision, of course, and hearing. But basically, I've been pretty good health.
So you didn't have any heart issues either?
Not really. You know, sometimes I get dehydrated. And but that's probably my fault. It is my fault. And but, you know, John, basically, I think I've had pretty good health, and I don't watch it as good as I should, but I try to stay active. And so anyway, I just am very fortunate and blessed to have the health that I do. I don't think that I did anything special, but anyway.
What about lifestyle, like drinking or smoking?
I smoked up to about 40 years ago. I picked it up in the Navy and smoked, and I was a moderate smoker, but and I always like to say, well, I'll just leave it in the ashtray and it burns up because I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. That was just a way to excuse myself for smoking. And, of course, I finally gave it up probably 40 years ago. And and I drank modestly. We just don't keep it at home. But if we go out for dinner with friends, I'll have a glass of wine. But
so basically, you didn't drink?
No.
Right. Were you conscious of healthy eating habits, of what you ate?
Yes. I was aware of it, but I didn't follow it so good, John. I'm kind of careless with that. And now that my wife cooked very good, she used to be a wonderful baker, and she could cook super good. But she's not able to do that anymore, so we snack a lot, and we don't eat as healthy as we should or could, maybe, but we don't drive. I haven't been able to drive because of my macular degeneration, probably 7 years. And Deanna takes us everywhere to go to church. She just takes us everywhere. We'd be totally lost without her. Yeah, so we don't get to go to the store like we used to. I could just dash to the store and pick up anything before dinner.
You mentioned Deanna, and she's with us here, Deanna Dura. You do a wonderful service to Herman, I know. Deanna tells me that your uncle would notarize birth certificates.
He worked at the courthouse in Rogers County, Claymore, my hometown.
And he notarized your birth certificate.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Pretty amazing. I want to get into that more. Your weight was ever an issue? You're a very slim person. Were you ever heavy at one time?
After I quit smoking 40 years ago, the candy bars and food tasted so good. And so I picked up about 14 pounds, and I had to buy some new pants and so forth. But anyway, I as time went on, I wore that down to where my normal weight was and haven't had a problem since.
Mm-hmm. How tall are you?
5'3.5".
And how much do you weigh?
127.
And I'm sure your doctor must be amazed when he sees you.
I think they're happy
right.
to see that I make it.
Yeah. Right, right. And don't you exercise at...
Health Zone at St. Francis. And I haven't been able to go up there so much lately. Things have been so hectic. And the VA had a little party for me down there. And as you know, the church. And then I had two of my doctors put their staff on the telephone and sing happy birthday to me. So it's been pretty, really hectic. My kids come up. Nephews and nieces from Texas came up. So, but I haven't been able to work out like I usually like to do. So I'll be back starting Friday.
No, get everybody out of your way.
So yeah.
Harvard Avenue Christian Church did throw that party for you.
Yes, sir.
And they picked you up in a limousine and brought you in and the big birthday cake with 100 candles. And yes. Then they have a fire extinguisher nearby.
And I needed it.
And so your nephew came up from Mexico?
Yes, sir.
To see you at 9 o'clock in the morning or what?
Well, he got his flights to from where he lives in Mexico are very infrequent. So he had to fly in, didn't get until 7:30, and then he had to leave the next morning at 5:30. And so he came over and stayed for about, I would say, 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Then he had to go back to the airport. You have to report 3 hours early, I understand, for if you're going outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
What's his name?
Clark mm-hmm. Life. He's a medical doctor. He's been retired a long time.
So how old is he?
85.
85. Were you raised in the church?
Not really. I went to Southern Baptist with my mom, but they were a little strict for me. And you could go to a dim light dance, a rainbow dance, a school dance, and you go to church at Southern Baptist, and you find out that you're a sinner. And it was totally innocent with, you know, no problem. But anyway, I kind of drifted away from the Southern Baptist.